And welcome to Dystopia. If you like more like those wind sound effects, go check out our other channel, which we don't have, called Wind Sound Effects. Yep, go check it out.
My name is something.
Yeah, my name is also something.
Yeah.
Okay. Our show is about dystopia. If you don't know what dystopia is, it is the opposite of Zootopia. And Zootopia is a wonderful land where...
the opposite of
Zootopia. Zootopia is a wonderful land where animals come and play and then get taken to a slaughterhouse and we get burgers. Yeah, exactly. Best life. Okay, now... on to the show.
Why not?
It just sounds like a movie. It sounds like a movie.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't.
It sounds like a movie.
Okay, then. It was a cold, wet night.
That also sounds like a movie. Okay, let's start like this. A window explodes. The window explodes. Yeah, the window explodes. That's really good. So? The window explodes, and out dives a man in a white coat. Followed behind him, a girl in a Cheshire cat mask. Then comes out a guy with an AK, chasing them. This man has a long musty. I don't know why he has a musty, but he just does. Okay? It's very nice. It's a very nice musty.
It's just got heaps of stuff wrong.
What do you mean?
Let me do the intro.
Fine.
The window explodes. In a what color?
White.
No, it's not white. Is this me or you?
It's me.
Okay,
then
you got it right.
Thank you! The man with the AK continues chasing them down a street. They run towards a van and they hop in.
Where's Cheshire?
The van is filled with arms. Robot severed arms. And then they say to the driver, drive, 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 drive. Because we're going to get shot with an AK.
And the driver says, screw you.
So, and then they realize the driver has a long musty. So they shoot him with their taser rifles. And then they steal the van. Yeah, they steal the van. It's a very nice van, right? Do you like vans?
It's a white van?
Yeah, it's a white van. It has lollies in it.
At all.
No.
Even if they offer you-
especially if they offer you candy. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
They begin driving down a long, narrow road. They're two amigos sitting in the back.
The amigos.
Ay ay ay. The amigos. They are. One man and one woman, and they are...
Pedro and Mackenzie!
Yes, they... Their names, why? One's name... Okay. Well, let's stop right here. They forgot to introduce themselves. There is the man in the white coat. His name is Trex. Trex Rallasia. Also known as the man in the white coat. Yes, Trex Rasia.
And the lady?
Yeah.
And the Cheshire,
mask.
His mask is called...
Erics. No.
Oh,
Eriska. Eriska, yeah, her name's Eriska.
Okay, that's... It's called Eriska. One of the amigos in the back. not actually, an Amigos.
Her name! Yeah, his name's Eric's.
Yeah. He has a LED mask with a green, derpy, like, smile.
And the last, the Amigo, her name is Jupiter. She is wearing a long black coat and not much clothing beneath. She also has two dual revolvers legs. These revolvers don't shoot normal bullets, though. These revolvers shoot lasers. Pew, pew, pew!
Associate here does not know.
Hi.
It is a cyberpunk future, so it's like way, way far in the future. Everything's bad. It's just not mercenaries. Yeah.
Mhm.
Pretty bad life.
Yep.
Like heaps of technology is invented.
Yeah.
Like I'm pretty sure my associate Trax has a laser eye or something. Don't you?
I have a laser eye. Pew pew pew! Yeah.
And I don't have a laser eye.
No, you don't. Haha.
Yeah. What country is this in?
This is in Iceland, a small city in the middle of nowhere. Well, I don't have any maps on me, so how am I meant to know?
Okay, I'm gonna get...
All I know is I'm Mexican. Fratre.
Your guy's called is Mexican. Mine's
yeah, his name's Trex. It's a very nice name.
We are in...
Iceland. Do 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 do.
Or stuff like that. Choose out of these countries, well, continents and countries. USA, Europe, or Australia.
Or any other one. No, or Mars.
Well, it's not a country, Oscar.
Okay.
His name's Oscar.
Yeah, my real name is Oscar. It's not a very, it's a nice name, actually.
Mine's Jordy. It's weird.
Do not lie to the audience. Your name is Askelosk. It's Esteban. And every time he leaves a room, he must scream Esteban away.
That is a lie.
It is not. How come every time you leave the classroom, you're like, Esteban away? Yes, you do. You say it every single day. Especially when we're doing math tests, Jordy. Math tests. Okay, so they continue driving down the road when they see something mysterious in the middle of the road. The ground is missing.
Call the child, Oscar.
No, there is no ground. There is no ground in the middle of this road. But they continue driving. They fall down the hole, and they are now in a ravine. They look up, and they see the moon. But they don't see the moon because this place is so effing polluted. It's polluted. Same. You were meant to be confused.
Yep.
Good job. They pull up to a small inn where. It's crime in. Crime is illegal here, but no murder. They pay for a room, and they go inside. But in their room, they find something strange. Yes, there is a child sitting on the bed, saying,
"Wait, what?
I like candy. I like candy." Popping his eye, he's like. It is weird. Yes. They don't know what has... Yes, it is a strange, strange place they live in.
Yeah.
Trex says, hello, my name is Trex. Hey.
Who's
Trex? Hey, Trex.
Oh, Jack.
My name's Jupiter. And...
my name's Eric.
Excuse me? We weren't talking to you. We were like, oh, I was flirting with her, but like, seriously? You had to do this? Okay, then. This is over? Yeah. Suddenly, they hear a rapping at the door.
Oh, crap. Eric scratches his AK. gets by the side of the door.
Someone walks in and says, your dinner is ready.
Eric slowly puts away his gun and goes, thank you.
The man is not holding any dinner, though. He suddenly lifts up a gun and aims it at Eric's.
And then Eric whips out his gun. Bang, 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 bang. In the process, getting hit in the leg.
Yes, Eric's got shoots in the leg. Is that even a real word?
Not shot.
Yeah, shot in the leg. Yeah, it's great. It's a great word. Suddenly, the man disappears.
That's why he disappeared.
No, there is no body. There is no body. It's just a corpse.
That's bad. Yeah. It's just blood.
Mm-hmm. It's very strange.
Blood.
Yeah. So this is how the show works. We ramble on about this awesome storyline, and we'll introduce more characters and more roles eventually. We're going to have, hopefully maybe later this year, two more people.
And this isn't actually what the story is going to start off as. This is just a little snippet.
Yep. So we hope you enjoyed. And now we're going to go to an ad break. Dun, dun, dun. Yay! Hello and welcome back. This is where we start the real adventure. Yes, don't you love the sound of the vacuum? Yeah. Okay, let's go.
Okay. So, if you didn't listen to the last bit...
Don't.
Then... welcome.
Yeah, welcome. This is a dystopian podcast. Yeah. Dystopia is like... yeah, it's a fun game. And basically, what we're going to do in this podcast is we're going to have a massive storyline, like a lot of sci-fi podcasts, and we're going to work on that... cyberpunk, sorry. And we're going to work on this podcast every Saturday or Sunday. It depends. And if we don't upload... yeah, we're lazy. If we don't upload on one of those 3 days, we're lazy, okay? Now, on with the show. Okay. You know what? Let's just explain our characters to you. So, there is Eric's.
Okay. No, I'm explaining.
Fine.
You go first.
Yeah, okay. So, there are many characters that we have developed. And. Okay. We have a couple of characters we have developed and would like to introduce to you. So, we have Trex. Trex is, he wears a white coat. He's called the man with the white coat for a reason, because he wears a white coat. He's a hired mercenary who hunts people down and kills them for money.
Money, money, money.
Yes, get that money. And then, Trex, he has an eye patch, you see. But under that eye patch, he has a cybernetic eye, which will shoot lasers and have destroyed many people many times. What is that sound?
That was a laser sound again.
He also has a microphone, which he uses to communicate with his girlfriend, Jupiter. She wears aviators. What? Those aviators, no, the secret those aviators have that no one else knows. They allow her to find special objects. Like if she needs to find some... The TV remote. She'll be able to find that quickly. She also has one earring, which is shaped like lightning. This is an actual lightning bolt. She can take it off her ear and stab people, and that will kill them. It is very deadly. Yes.
Deadly.
Now, your turn. Go introduce your characters.
My character's name is Eric's. Eric's is like a... Well, he's a mercenary, a gun for hire. He wears a black mask that has LEDs in it that projects a smile. Hang on.
This is an unexpected interruption, and during this program, we will educate you in...
Okay,
I'm back. Okay. See you next time on Jordy being interrupted. Okay, continue.
Well, my room's gonna get back to you very soon.
Surely we'll be interrupted again very soon.
Anyway, Eric's has an AK on his back.
Yeah, what about this AK? What does the AK do?
Shoots lasers, also has an explosion grenade attachment that can walk lots of things.
Cool, what it... Don't eat me.
I'm not leaving you.
No, I said don't eat me because I'm drinking toast that doesn't want to get eaten.
You're eating toast.
No, I drew toast. And the toast doesn't want to get eaten.
Hang on, do your weird ass Jordy getting interrupted.
Okay, welcome back to Jordy Getting Interrupted. Today we're going to learn about flower pots. Okay. So the flower pot, it was invented sometime, which I am figuring out now.
Okay, Eric's is back.
Oh.
Eric's is, well, he's supposed to be funny, but deadly. Deadly.
A flower pot. Flower pot, or pot plant. It's a container in which flowers and other plants are cultivated and displayed. Thank you. Oh, okay. Okay, let's continue then.
I used to have another character, but they're not going to be in it anymore yet.
Why? Okay.
Because I don't want them in it yet. Anyway, let's start.
Yes. Jordy, take it away.
Just haven't been here.
No.
So, both in different parts. I'm in my... Where are you?
I am on the hunt for someone named... I'm on the hunt for someone named Eric's.
Yep. I'm on the hunt. No, and
I'm actually writing an email. I'm sorry. Truly sorry. I used your toothbrush to get the dog poo off my butt. Yours truly, the Davidsons. P.S. I love your bids. Okay, we can continue now. I'm also very confused.
Okay, so we're on the hunt for me.
Yeah.
And what are you doing? Just say what you're doing.
I'm standing on top of a building watching you. And my girlfriend is also watching you. We're going, there he is.
She's naked.
No, she's wearing clothes. We will have the links to each character in the description. Okay, let's continue. So my character, what he's doing, he's basically just standing on top of the roof, scouting out Eric's position. Oh, I'm gonna get that flutter. He has double-crossed me too many times. Plus, I do get a little bit of money. Money.
You know that? Okay, Eric's is feeling that sense you feel. That old thing from ancient times. The feeling of someone watching you. He reaches for his pistol.
But he realizes it's not there. He sees a person on top of a building licking his pistol.
No. He sees a person on top of a building with a sniper aiming at him. He grabs his pistol, gets under his table, ducks down, and
the guy with the sniper dies. He sees another man on top of a building with an AK. My character doesn't use the sniper.
This kind of job.
Nope, he uses an AK.
It's that guy that was just killed, the sniper.
Yeah.
Gets kicked off the building.
Yeah, he dies. He falls on a
trash pit.
Yeah, he falls on a trash pit. That means he doesn't die though. Can't he die?
No, he's still dead.
Okay. A man.
His body gets ripped in half.
He says as he begins to fall. Welcome to Isolone. And then he gets separated in half. Thank you so much for coming to the very, very first episode, season one of Dystopia. If you have any suggestions to us, download the app Anchor and leave us some voice messages. We are happy to hear from you.
Actually, one more thing before we leave.
All right.
We're not sure what country Iceland should be in. Give us suggestions.
Yeah, just send them in.
Where are
you? Just make sure you download the app, Anchor app. Send us your suggestions. Thank you. Doo doo.